Welcome to the History Diva on KMUN. I'm Lori Serafin, Vice President of the Lower Columbia Preservation Society and a retired nurse. My philosophy is that building the future and keeping the past relevant can be one and the same thing. To value history and artifacts of our past, we need to learn about them. Let's explore local history together. Facts are based on my research and opinions are my own. Today, I wanted to cover the Astoria-Megler ferry service by the tourist fleet from 1920 to 1966. Before the Megler Bridge was opened in 1966, ferries took cars and passengers from Astoria across the Columbia River to Megler. In good weather and tide, this took about 30 to 45 minutes. Ferry service began in the summer of 1920. Captain Fritz Elfing set up an improvised ferry called the Tourist One. 700 vehicles were transported that summer, so the venture was quite successful. In April of 1921, Elfing incorporated as the Astoria McGowan Ferry Company. Elfing secured an annual subsidy from Pacific County in Washington State to operate. Pacific County built a road from Chinook to McGowan where the ferry dock was located. This was a very nice setup for Mr. Elfing. To put icing on the cake, Elfing also persuaded the Astoria City Council to use municipal funds to construct a ferry dock on the Oregon side of the river. Elfing contracted with Wilson Marine of Astoria to build a new and improved wooden-hulled ferry that was launched in May of 1924. This was the Tourist II. The capacity was about 15 automobiles and 30 passengers. Travelers could drive their automobiles from Astoria onto a ferry. This would take them to the Long Beach Peninsula without the need of a railroad or steamboat. Such progress. The Tourist II sunk in 2022 on the Astoria waterfront. You might remember that dramatic sinking. The transportation hub of the Lower Columbia was changing rapidly. Remember, the railroad came to Astoria in 1898. In 1916, construction was completed on a paved highway running from Portland to Astoria. Thus, the demand for steamer travel declined. The last steamer to make the Portland to Astoria run was in February of 1921. Astoria had changed from an isolated locale that could only be reached by ship to a more modern town with rail, highway, and ferry infrastructure in a short generation. Ferry traffic increased in the 20s, and Elfing commissioned a newer and larger ferry, the Tourist III. This guy had a clever naming system. The capacity was 28 automobiles and 280 passengers. The ferry was launched on 4th of July, 1931, to much fanfare. The ferries departed from a dock at 14th Street in Astoria, which included a ramp to allow for rapid loading and offloading. Ferry service by the tourist fleet ended in 1966 with the opening of the Megler Bridge. It was the end of an era. The automobile was the dominant mode of transportation. After retirement, the Tourist III became a floating crab processing facility in Kodiak, Alaska. Many old ferries went to Alaska and were used in the seafood industry until they deteriorated and rotted. It was a common fate. Next time you were at the 14th Street and the waterfront, stop and study the ruins of the old ferry landing and imagine the ferries loading and unloading. To see pictures of my radio topics, visit Astoria History Diva on Instagram. I'll try to end each episode with a quotation. A car ferry is more than a vessel. It's a moving bridge between where you've been and where you're meant to go. This was given to me by AI, of all things. Thanks for listening, and tune in next week to the History Diva for another dose of local history.